It's time for another Castle Valley FYI, and joining us in the studio today, we have Carbon County Commissioners Casey Hopes and also Jake Miller. So we have two guests joining us in the studio to talk about a very important event that is right around the corner. First off, Commissioner Hopes, thank you very much for stepping up to the mic first. It's great to get you in here. Thank you.
It's great to be here.
Now, I know we're going to talk to both you and Commissioner Miller here in just a minute, but this is a very important thing that we're talking about. The Forest Service, the Manti-La-Sau National Forest, is beginning a revision of its forest plan, which, you know, when talking to you and both you and Commissioner Miller off the air, it's long overdue, to say the least.
It is. It's been about 20 years since they've actually had a revision. They tried to get a revision about 10 years ago, but this one is going to go forward again, and we'll see if we can get something passed. But the thing that's so important about it is everything that we do on the mountain, hunting, fishing, grazing, mining, it's all going to be looked at. And that's why it's so important that we as a community show up and voice our opinions so that they know what we want to see as far as recreation, the ability to mine, logging so that we don't have catastrophic fires. All these things come into play when we're talking about this forestry vision.
Now, this is going to go down Monday, correct?
Correct. Monday at the Carbon County Event Center from 5 to 7. It's a kind of a public comment period where we can go in, we can look at what they've already put together, see what their scoping is, and then we can make our comments and tell them what we would like to see as citizens in the community.
Well, let me ask you a question. I think this right here, and I'm not going to throw you a curveball, but I think this right here may be a true concern from some local citizens. The communication between local, state, and federal, I mean, local people, I think, sometimes feel like they don't necessarily have a voice. So this is definitely an opportunity to have that voice, right? I mean, is that a fair assumption here?
Absolutely. That's why they're having these public meetings, is so that the local people can have an opportunity. The governments already have, we as a county have a cooperating agency status with the Forest Service, which means we automatically have a seat at the table. But the more people that we can have from our local community, the better our voice sounds. It echoes what we're trying to tell them when we visit with the Forest Service.
Now, when you go over everything that you've gone over, and I know we have several, you know, notes and tidbits sitting in front of us, as far as what's included in the forest plan, what stands out to you, and what could actually be a big deal, could be a big factor in these talks?
I think the big ones are especially for our community and the attacks we've had on our energy, our mineral extraction. We have on the Manti-La-Sau both natural gas and mining. So those are huge, but also the recreation. We work hard and we play hard. What we do in the mountains means a lot to the people that live here. We live here for that reason. We like to recreate out on the desert. We like to recreate up on the mountain, hunting, fishing, riding our motorbikes, whatever it is. So those are the two that probably stand out the most to me as being important.
Well, I know we also have Commissioner Jake Miller here, so I think it's as good a time as ever to bring Jake in. First off, Jake, it's great as well to talk to you today. I always look forward to getting you in the studio, so thank you.
Yes, Jordan, it's always a pleasure to be here and kind of bring the community up to speed with what's going on and some of the events that we want to hear their voice. An event like this that we need their input and their voice heard.
Yeah, definitely. And again, as Commissioner Hopes was just talking about, I mean, it's not as if something like this happens every day. And again, it's been almost 20 years since there was the last revision. But in talking to you off of the cuff, you mentioned that several revisions have been brought to the table. They've just been denied over the past decade.
That's correct. But, you know, with this opportunity to voice our opinion at this juncture in our timeline, so to speak, it would be a great opportunity to get those outdoor enthusiasts, those people actually spend time up in the mountains and in the forest, to have their voice be heard. Because currently, there's a lot of voices from those individuals who spend zero time in the mountains and in the forest, that their voices are the ones that are getting recorded. And so we need to take a moment, and all of us who do enjoy the mountains that have an interest, whether it would be that we just like to see the beetle kill taken care of, or if we're tired of all the mudslides and flooding and erosion caused because of the let it burn policy, or if we have concerns about the actual plan and how things are managed, and if we wonder why it is that way, we should show up to these meetings. We should ask those questions, and we should voice our comments so they get written down and recorded, instead of the people from New Jersey who are voicing their opinions with their, you know, asphalt cities.
Now, currently, there's two national forests in Utah that are undergoing a plan revision. Manti LaSalle affects us. Ashley doesn't necessarily affect us here in this area, does it?
Well, it's not in our county necessarily, but it's in our neighboring counties. And there's many of us who like to go four-wheeling. I know one of the mayors here locally is an avid enthusiast with off-roading and ATVs. And it does affect us here locally if we like to travel amongst other people in the neighboring valleys. And so it is a big deal. Both national forests affect us, and we need to let our voice be heard.
Now, I know that the plan revision timeline kind of has three phases, correct? So what are we looking at as far as when something like this could actually take place, and how soon could it affect us here?
The most important part is the meeting on Monday, Jordan. That is the very beginning. That is part of phase one. They're going to go through, and perhaps these weren't necessarily publicized as well as they could have been with anticipation to get large crowds of people there. But that's our effort here on the radio today, to get out there and get as many people to this first hearing that we can. Time frame, you know, it could take a long time. It depends if it gets rejected again. It depends if it goes through smoothly. The speed of government is not the speed of business, as we all know.
Yeah, definitely not. And again, this is going to go down Monday, 5 to 7 p.m. at the Carbon County Fairgrounds Event Center.
Yes, and we would like everybody out there who has any interest in timber and wilderness and fish and wildlife and grazing, recreation, mineral exploration and development, water and soils, any type of cultural, even historic resources, any people who have interest in any of those areas, please come out and join us.
I definitely appreciate you guys coming in to talk a little bit about this. I know we got just a couple of days to kind of push this. So, Jake, you just invited everybody out. I do appreciate you. And again, Commissioner Hopes, for taking out the time to join us today.
Thank you, Jordan.
Thanks.